I've just bought myself a book online, one of my favourite things to do. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Monday, the 29th of June, and I'm here with my 34th Audio Boo Micro Podcast. The book I bought myself is called Free: The Future of a Radical Price by Chris Anderson. I think Chris is the editor of Wired magazine online. I found the book while I was looking for links to post to Twitter today. At the same time, I also found a news story on the New York Times site about Google and some illustrators. Now, Google approached some quite high-profile illustrators, offering them or asking them to provide work that would be used with their new Chrome browser. And some of the illustrators said thanks, but no thanks, because Google weren't paying for the work, which of course perfectly valid decision to make, saying no thank you, I want money. The illustrators thought they were well argued they were professional people, and Google a very wealthy company, and they should be paid for their work and their time. Something I can quite understand. While I was reading the article, though, I did wonder how much of a missed opportunity this was, and if Google were knocking on my door, which of course they weren't, sadly. What I would have said, and I think I would have said, yes, please. Here, have my work. Lots and lots of people see it. If you read my blog, you'll know that I argue quite a lot that artists should give work away for free. And this feels like a very, very good opportunity to give work away for free. Interestingly, I was reminded of when I, f well, the reason really that I'm working full time as an artist now was that I turned down a job about a year ago at the local university. The job was part time, but the amount of work that needed to do it really was pretty much full time, and I didn't want to give my time for free. The person I was dealing with at the university rather crossly told me that I'd have to change my attitude if I wanted to be successful. And ironically, I suppose what I'm doing at the moment is giving an awful lot of my time and energy away for free. So she would probably argue that I had in fact changed my attitude. Interestingly, I don't think I have. I think the whole argument about free, the important point is that the artist is in charge, the artist is in control. It's like setting any other price. You can decide whatever price you like for your work, and sometimes you can decide it's zero, it's zilch, it's free. Other times you can decide it's an awful lot more than that, but the point is it's up to you, and it's probably not done in isolation. You do it as part of a business plan, you do it as part of a thoughtful decision process, and that's a good thing. Now, these illustrators, I don't know them personally, so I don't know what their position is. They may well have made an economic decision that this wasn't worth their time and energy. I must admit, I would have thought it probably was. I'd be interested to know what you think. If you'd like to let me know what you think, you can come to my blog at www.michaelnobbs.com/contact. A little later on today, I shall publish this boo on my blog, and you can, of course, leave a comment below. I'm very interested to see what Chris's book has to say about all this. I'm going to post a couple of links to reviews later on Twitter, but if you want to have a look at the book yourself, I've got a couple of tiny URLs for you here. The first one, if you go to tinyurl, so tinyurl.com/UK free. And UK free is one word. That'll take you to the amazon.co.uk website where you can have a look at the book. And if you go to tinyurl.com/US free, that'll take you to the amazon.com site again where you can look at the book, read some reviews and see what you think. And if you like it, you can buy it like I have. Okay, that's all for today. I shall be back tomorrow. I'm off to do a bit of work, not for free this time. And then I'm going to have a cup of coffee. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.